Hello and welcome to episode 37 of It's Funny Now, Stories You're Glad Didn't Happen to You. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Sean Eward with his story, The Personal Ad.
The highway is like the apocalypse. There is sideways blowing snow. There's semis flipped on their top. There's emergency vehicles also crashed into the ditch. And I'm creeping along in this terrible Chevy Chevette with like no defroster down the highway, the same way I've crept into my dating life, timid but persistent. I'm gonna have sex, snow be damned.
Sean is a native Angelino who loves to travel. He's a Moth Story Slam winner and works during the day at the Spondylitis Association of America, helping those living with the disease share their stories about being a pain warrior. Sean lives with his partner, John, of 12 years, and their rescue dog, Pilot. Now, without further ado, here's Sean with his story.
All right, so I need to get laid. I do. I'm 21 and I'm ready to meet guys. But this is pre-smartphone and pre-Grindr. And this, I'm talking about the newspaper personal ad. The local newspaper personal ad. And the phone symbol in your ad meant that someone had paid for the voicemail service. And the little letter icon means you could write them. Like, you can take all this time to, like, write someone like a pen pal. All right, and if you were really lucky, your ad would be the pick of the week. Like, Adam searching for his Steve. Or Batman and Robin looking for love in the, you know, in their bat cave or something like that. Well, I am too young and I'm too shy to place my own ad. So I decide I'm going to answer everybody else's ad and look for sex. Because I'm a virgin, and I've never met another guy to have sex with, nothing. So, and I have to hurry, like the letter writing campaign's not gonna work because it just takes way too much time, and I'm way too horny. So it's winter 1991, which is a brutal, brutal winter in the Midwest, if anyone remembers, and I go to my local Denny's, and I park my Chevy Chevette, my beautiful gold Chevy Chevette, and I'm looking through the window, and it's just covered with snow. It's brutal outside. So I've got the newspaper, and I'm smoothing the newspaper out on the table. And of course, my version of swiping is with a pen, just going like, no, 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 no. And finally, I find one. I find the perfect ad, I think. And it says, a jovial musical theater guy looking for friend and fun. I am 5'10", curly hair, blue eyes, and I like conversation. Exactly. So I'm like, you know, I don't know anything, and I don't know anything about personal ad code, because there is personal ad code. And I think that I've found something that's gonna translate into hot sex. And the best part about all of this is he has the phone icon next to his ad so I can call him. So at the Denny's, I get my newspaper and I get everything out, but I go to the payphone at the Denny's and I'm feeding in quarters into the payphone of the Denny's. And the only, by the way, the only clue you get back then was their voice. There's no picture. There's no reel. You have no clue. This could be like a murderer. You have no idea who this person is. So I'm so excited, and the greeting picks up. I'm like, oh. And his voice is so hot. Hey, I'm Greg. This is my voicemail box. Thanks for calling. Let's make beautiful music together. So I'm like so excited. I had rehearsed nothing. So I was like, I'm Sean. Here's my number, call me. Click. So, that was it. So I go back home, and I knew that I just blew it with this guy. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to answer this thing. This guy's never gonna call me. Well, I get home, and the guy calls me. And his voice is even hotter on the phone ring. He's like, I'm like, hi. And he's like, hi, it's Greg. You answered my call on my phone. I'm like, ah. I'm like, be cool. I'm like, yeah. And so there's like silence, nothing. And he's like, want to come over? And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like thinking with my penis, I'm like, I look outside and the blizzard is getting worse, like by the minute. And I'm like, you know, I've been driving in the snow for like a month now. I mean, I can handle this, right? And I say, well, how far away are you? And he's like, an hour. And I'm like, this could be sex though, right? This could be my chance. So I'm like, I'll be there. So I'm so excited. I go out down to my Chevy Chevette. And I put the key in the thing, and I open it up. And in the back of the hatch, for those of you who have lived in snow, you have to make sure you got the sandbag back there so your car isn't doing this down the freeway. So I make sure the bag is there. Okay, I'm in the car. I go. The highway is like the apocalypse. There is sideways blowing snow. There's semis flipped on their top. There's emergency vehicles also crashed into the ditch. And I'm creeping along in this terrible Chevy Chevette with like no defroster down the highway, the same way I've crept into my dating life, timid but persistent. I'm gonna have sex, snow be damned. I finally make it to Greg's apartment building. And my hands are like arthritic. For anyone's driven in one of these storms, I get out of the car and they're like claws because they're just, I'm just gripping this thing. I brush the snow off myself. I go up the three flights of stairs up to his apartment. And now I've never seen this person before. I bet that he's hot and getting ready for our sexy date. I'm so excited. And that magical moment that we're never gonna happen again, where two people who've never seen each other before will see each other. And it's gonna be, oh, that's so good. So the door opens and Greg appears. Hi. The sexy voice is gone. There's no sexy voice. And he's wearing underoos. Like children's underoos. He's sort of stuffed into them. I'm like, where did you find them big enough to fit you? So I go into his apartment, and no joke, it's like the merch booth for the Phantom of the Opera exploded. It's like he lives inside of a merch booth. There's music theater swag everywhere. There's Les Mis posters hitting me in the face. I keep waiting for him to jump out in some Phantom mask to scare me. He's like, I'll go get some water. And he runs off to the kitchen. So I'm standing there in his apartment. I'm looking out the window, and the blizzard, of course, is getting worse. He comes back in, and he's such a sweet guy. I'm looking at him, and there's like zero chemistry. Like, I'm more attracted to my grandmother. There's like none. And he sits down on the couch, and I sit down next to him, and we're like two statues sitting side by side. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? So I do the like movie theater thing with like an arm. No reaction. I put my hand on his underoos covered leg. No reaction. So I'm like, I'm desperate. I drove all this way. So what he had done, he had started the movie Gypsy, the 50s musical, and he was super into it. So he's into the credits and he's watching the opening credits. I reach for the remote control to hit pause. And he goes, no. No messing around until the movie is over. And I'm like, oh man. So I have a choice. Do I drive back home in the blizzard because this whole personal ad thing was a bust? Or am I hornier than I am afraid to drive back home? So I get up and I say, I think I'm gonna go. And he's just staring at me. And as I'm walking back down to my car, it dawns on me that this whole experience, I just learned the difference between a hookup and a date. He was on a date. I was on the hookup. I also learned that next time I have to be horny closer to home. Thank you.
That's it. That's our episode. Oh my God. I love Sean. And let me tell you why. This is the second time that we've had Sean on our podcast. And I think second or third on the live show. And the previous episode was episode 7, so 30 episodes ago. And every time Sean tells a story on our podcast, it's about him trying to get laid in the snow. So more power to you. We love you, Sean. I hope you get laid now as much as you need and without the snow, because we're in Los Angeles. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and you can find a new episode every Monday on our podcast streaming platforms and, of course, YouTube. On the next episode, we have Brandy Stillwell with her story, I Was a 19-Year-Old Carpenter.
I cut it out, put it on top of the brand new carpet. I cut it out. I slapped some glue on it, and I put it down. And you guys, you know what? I was so good. You couldn't tell. I'm like Jesus. Like, Jesus and I are like so much alike at this point. And I am not a religious person. But now, tonight, I was like, hey, Jesus, we're friends. And so we're both carpenters. So I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, it worked. No one's going to tell. You can't tell.
Thanks for listening. And remember, tragedy plus time. It's funny now. See you next time.